Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. So glad that you've tuned in. Just so humbled that you have made the choice to meet here with me and Debbie so that we could worship our Lord and Savior in spirit and in truth. We can share from the Word of God. We can invest a little bit for eternity. Well, I hope this finds you well. I know it finds you blessed, and I pray that the message God has laid on my heart will be a blessing to you. I've opened my Bible to the book of Hebrews right after the book of Philemon or Philemon, whichever you prefer, right before the book of James, chapter 11, that great chapter of faith. And I'm going to share just a few thoughts with you from the Word of God. But before I do that, Deb's got a song she's going to do. The title of it is Flowers That Bloom. You enjoy this, and I'm sure you will. And when she gets done with the song, I'll be back to share the message the Lord has laid on my heart. I believe it's timely to talk about faith. It always is.
With the eyes of faith, I saw a blind man who now can see. And with the eyes of faith, a crippled man rise up and walk like me. I heard him call a man dead for days, come forth Lazarus. I saw him touch a young girl who was dead, who now lives again. But the reason that he came was to die in my place. Yet he spread flowers that bloom along the path that leads to Calvary. Flowers bloom along the way.
How true that is. Listen, faith is such an important word in our life, whether we're believers or not, whether we're saved and on our way to heaven or not. Listen, you know what? We exhibit faith in everything that we do. I mean to tell you, when we sit down in a chair, and I'll probably use that as an illustration of faith, we exhibit faith. The point is, friend, and I'll get into it a little bit more in just a moment, we not only believe in something, but if we really do, we'll act as if we do. And that's the key to this. That's the key. I'm going to read verse 6 out of the book of Hebrews chapter 11 for my text verse today. And we're going to read some other verses. Look at some great truths here in this chapter. Look, I'm not going to get nearly as far as I would like to. I'll not say anything real deep, but can I tell you this? Anytime I'm talking about faith, anytime any preacher is talking about faith, anybody studying about faith from the Word of God, from God's perspective, it is deep. And listen to what the Word of God says. Without faith, in verse 6, it starts but it says, without faith it is impossible to please God. For they that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I'm going to talk about the power of faith. The power of faith. Faith has power in it, friend. I mean to tell you, faith has power in it. And I don't know about you, but in these crazy days where this coronavirus still continues, where all the unrest we have in our world, here at home, domestically and abroad, when we begin to think about the situation that has confronted us, the different information that we get, and I'm afraid to tell you, friend, but yet I'm not afraid to tell you, we're hearing as many lies as we are truth, and if I'm really going to be truthful with you, I'm afraid we're hearing more lies than we are truth. I believe that there are people that want to use this pandemic time, this time of this COVID-19 that's frightened just about everybody to death. It's isolated us. It's paralyzed us. It's injured us. It's limited us. It could break us, friend. And I know it's a real thing, but listen, you know what we need in a time like this? We need something that will establish us. We need something that will hold us. We need something that will enable us to push forward, to stand when we need to stand, to do what we need to do, even in the face of those things that we fear. And can I tell you, I'm not going to give you a real clear definition like a Webster's definition of faith, but I'm going to give you one that I hope it's going to be very biblical, because I'm going to read it from the book of Hebrews, and I'm going to try to explain what the writer is saying and how it can be applicable to me and you. But can I tell you what little bit I know about faith really, really quick? Faith is doing what we know we ought to do, friend, even in the face of fear. It's not having the absence of fear moving forward. It's not living without any obstacles, without any opposition, without any enemies in our way. But all this in faith, friend, faith is believing and then doing. And listen to what the Word of God says. And oh, what a great chapter, chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews is. You know what it contains? It contains a record of men and women just like me and you. Men and women made out of flesh and blood and bone. Men and women that are lumps of clay, that heard the voice of God, that had the promise of God, and said, God, I'm going to believe that, and I'm going to act just exactly like I believe that. Oh, we've got men and women in this chapter that are given to us by name. We see some of the exploits that they did, some of the decisions that they made, and we today in this generation are blessed because that they did. They stand as a, now listen to this, they stand as a witness to us, not a witness of us. I know it goes on in chapter 12 to say, seeing therefore we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Can I tell you, I don't believe for a minute that these people are up in heaven sitting in a stadium and watching us run our race down here. I don't believe that's what the writer of Hebrews, whom I believe to be Paul, was trying to convey in that passage in chapter 12. But I believe he was saying, hey, they are witnesses to us. If they did it, we can do it. If they have made it through, we can make it through. If they were successful, we can be successful by the same thing. Boy, I'll tell you what I come across. Recognizing a verse not too long ago. It's in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. And I've read the verse many years, but you know how certain things at certain times just leap off the page? Well, this did. Peter, the Bible said, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now watch this. To them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness, he goes on to say, of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, can I tell you something, sir or ma'am? This may shock you. This may surprise you. I know it will bless you. You and I have the same kind of faith that Abraham had, that Moses had, that Peter had, that Paul had. I'm telling you that Isaiah had, Malachi, and I could go on and on. Friend, it's not what we have, but it's what we do with it and what we allow it to do with us. So I'm going to talk to you a little while today about the power of faith. The power of faith, you know what it'll do? It'll stabilize. Do you hear me? In a time of crisis, faith will give you peace. I bless God when there's storm all around. It'll give you strength when you feel like you're falling apart and maybe your world in front of you is. I'm telling you, it'll give you stability when the world is shaken. And believe me, the Bible tells us God's going to shake this place again so that the things remain that will remain, can remain. But listen to what the Word of God says. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You say, what's that mean, preacher? Well, it simply means, friend, that faith gives reality to those things that we cannot see. Oh, look, I don't know about you, but I don't know where I would be without faith in God, without trust in the work that Jesus Christ did, without knowing in my heart. Now, listen to what I'm going to say. Without knowing in my heart, without knowing that God is. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, the Bible says, look, they that come to Him must believe that He is. Listen, I believe God is. I can't prove God. I cannot prove God, but you cannot prove there is no God. In fact, I can point you to so many things that point to the fact that there is a God who in the beginning spoke and all things came into being. Hey, I want you to know, friend, nothing but the fact that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth makes sense to me. Now, you can latch on to any theory of evolution that you choose. You can latch on to any kind of creation idea that man has had. Let it pass over the eons and millions and billions of years. But can I tell you, sir? Can I tell you, ma'am? I choose to believe just exactly what the Word of God says, that there is a God that has power to speak all things into existence. And then the Word of God tells us to continue to keep them running right on time. Listen, there's a precision about our universe, our world in the midst of all of these galaxies, these universes that are flying through space, and this one little planet that God calls planet Earth, where He chose to play out the greatest cosmic battle known to man between Him and Satan. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, I get peace when I begin to think about the fact that God is, that He is what He always has been and always will be. I get peace when I think about the fact that God not only spoke this thing into existence, but He didn't run off and hide after He did. He didn't leave it to itself to wind down or work out some kind of plan that He didn't know would happen. But I'm glad to know that the Bible said He not only created this thing, but by Him all things consist. Can I tell you, He knows about COVID. Can I tell you, He knows about this election cycle that we're currently in with Trump and Biden. I'm telling you, friend, He knows all the fears. He knows the fact. He knows who's believing in Him. And you know what I've found out? I've found out I'm better to live with faith, by faith, than without it. Let me tell you something. Faith is more than an intellectual assent. You understand that? I mean, the Bible says in the book of James, the devil fears and trembles. But can I tell you what faith does? If it's real, it produces something. I'm telling you, there's a power of faith. There's a power of faith that'll change you. In fact, look, true faith produces repentance. That's what the Word of God tells us in the book of Acts. I forget what chapter, maybe chapter 13. But real faith, true faith, I will result in repentance. You see, listen, we may have intellectual faith. We may say, well, I believe there's a God, but what God? Whose God? Can I tell you, there's only one true God. Man has made many gods which are no gods, but I'll tell you what, there's one God that made all men. The problem with other gods that are no gods, they're made by man. They're little. I'm telling you, they're insignificant. They're petty. They're peevish. They've got to be appeased. Oh, I'm telling you, they're angry. But oh, there was one God in the beginning that created man in His likeness and in His image. And you say, prove it, preacher. Well, I'll tell you what, friend. There's so much evidence to that, that it's undeniable. You begin to look at all the different systems and subsystems of a human creature, of a creation, right down to the DNA and the other things that I don't know about, cellular structure and how they all work together. And if that isn't enough for you, can I tell you, He told Adam and Eve, listen, I'm going to put you in this garden. It's a perfect place, perfect opportunity. I'll give you leave way to everything in this garden but one tree that's in the midst, the tree of the of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it, now are you ready for this? You're going to die. Bless God, if listen, if men didn't die, if there was another thing that man did or that happened to man, maybe I wouldn't be preaching right now. Maybe I wouldn't be trying to convince you that faith is an amazing thing, that it has a power in it that is unstoppable. Oh, that causes men and women to do great exploits for the benefit of mankind, but more than that, for the glory of Almighty God. But death will do it. Death will do it. You explain death outside of that. You explain death. You explain why the young die, the old die, and everybody in between. You tell me, friend, about that. I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, it takes faith. It takes faith to get through anything and everything. But here's what faith will do. It's not just enough to believe like the devils do. But we gotta put our faith into action. Not enough to have a intellectual assent. I think I'll refer to it that way. There's got to be trust. And you know what trust is? It's action in motion. It's putting that faith that we say we have in action. Now look, here in my study, I've got two chairs. One is my desk chair. I sit in it. I love it. I mean, tell you, it's comfortable. Another little chair to the side of my door when you come in. And hey, you know what? Both of them are chairs. But, and I can tell you, I believe they'll hold me. I believe they're constructed well enough to hold me. But can I tell you what? Listen, that wouldn't be worth an ounce of anything until I go and deposit myself in them. I may have an intellectual assent and say, yep, that's a chair. Looks like a chair. I know what a chair is built for. I know what it can do. But until I trust it, until I deposit myself in it, you know what? Doesn't do me any good. But oh, when I do, hallelujah, I'm running out of time. Too short this time is. Maybe I'll get go on with it next week. I have no idea. I'll just trust the Lord. But can I tell you, friend, listen, if I've got faith like the Word of God teaches, if I've got faith, I bless God, not only an intellectual assent, but also a trust, it'll produce something. You say, what does it produce? Well, I told you, it produces peace. It'll produce strength. It'll produce many, many things. And the Word of God illustrates it here. Chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews. It goes on to say, For by it the elders obtained a good report. Thank God, I'll tell you what. If you want to please God, you put your trust in Him. You say, God, I'm going to trust You in what Your Son did in dying for me at Calvary. And then you listen now. You show that because you live like that. You live like the Word of God says. You live like the Spirit of God. That will get in anybody and everybody that will repent of their sin and by faith receive Christ as their Savior. And I'll tell you, friend, listen, you'll be a blessed man. You'll be a blessed woman, boy or girl. Hallelujah. It says, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hey, me believing the world happened by accident. This world that's orderly. This world, friend, bless God, the orbit this earth is in around the sun. I mean to tell you, this world and universe that we live in that's orderly. I'm telling you, it's so orderly that it's amazing. You can set your clock. You can put together a calendar hundreds of years ahead. Did you know that? Because God said in the beginning, and God said, and it was so. Listen, friend, there is a divine hand. There is an almighty God. There is an unseen God, which is and was and always shall be. And that's behind all of this order. Look, friend, just like somebody said, thinking that the earth happened by accident or a big bang or evolutionary process, which is totally ignorant and let alone imperfect. Can I tell you, it'd be like throwing all the letters of the alphabet inside of a library, setting a bomb off, and when you go in, you'd find an unabridged edition, the latest edition of the Webster's Dictionary. That'd be a foolish thing to believe. Only someone that is a fool would believe something like that. I'm here to tell you, friend, I find peace with the fact that I put, you say, preacher, you don't have any questions? I sure do. My prayer time this morning is the reason of this message. My prayer time with God, talking to Him, being honest with Him, telling Him, I don't understand how He puts up with what He does, how He deals with what He does, how He's done it for so long, how man fails, how we disobey Him, how we have cost Him not only His breath in the Garden of Eden, but the blood of the cross of Calvary. I tell Him, I don't understand many of the mysteries of life, but you know what I come away with? Bless God, I come away with this. But God, I'm going to trust You. I have nothing better. I have no one else. And I submit, I surrender willingly and wantingly to believe that God is. Do you hear me? Look, friend, I don't have the mind of God. I don't know the ways of God. I don't know many of the works of God. But I'll tell you what, true and righteous is He altogether. He's too wise to do anything wrong. Do you understand that? He's holy. He's righteous. He's just. His ways are above my ways. His thoughts are above my thoughts. I'm telling you, friend, listen. God needs no counselor. God needs no helper. All He needs is someone made out of dust and dirt. Someone made out of clay. Someone whose nostrils within them has the breath of life. Someone like me and you, sir. Someone like me and you, ma'am, that just says, God, listen, I don't know all the answers. I've got lots of questions, but I'm going to trust You, and I'm going to live like I do. I'm going to live my life out like Cain, who worshiped by faith. Like Enoch, who walked by faith. Like Noah, who worked by faith. Like Abraham and Sarah, who wondered and waited by faith. And we could go on. And maybe the Lord will let me preach this next week and pick it back up right here. I'll pray and see. But can I tell you, those are the power of faith. Those things are the power of faith. Listen, bless God, I worship a God that I can't see. But I know He's real. real. Thank God, I know He's real. Praise God, I know He's real. Hey, listen, He manifests Himself by the things that are seen. Do you realize that? I mean to tell you, they witness to that which is unseen. And I know it's by faith, but when I deposit money in BB&T, I do that by faith. When I visit a doctor, follow his prescription, I do that by faith. I do so many things by faith. Why shouldn't I trust a God? I bless God who's proved Himself time and time again. Why shouldn't I worship Him by faith? Why shouldn't I walk with Him, work for Him, wait on Him, and wonder? I bless God in the places He would have me to wonder for His glory. Hey, listen, you need something right now in this strange time, this crazy time, and you need faith. You need to grow your faith. So do I. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So let's put our faith in Him who was and is and always shall be. Let us put our faith in the God of this book that reveals Himself to us. And let us put our faith in the book of this God who has given it to us. Hey, friend, I don't know about you, but I'm glad for the power of faith. Let's trust in Him today. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.